This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient mind, MINES, first name Mancheta, MARCHETA, date of birth, November 14, 1934, date of evaluation, January 5, 2023. The referring physician is Dr. Mines. The chief complaint, lower extremity swelling. The HPI. The patient is an 88-year-old female who reports lower extremity swelling for approximately 1 year period. She initially noted right ankle swelling beginning approximately 1 year ago. In approximately June of 2022, she started having pain involving the right ankle. She was subsequently given Voltaren with subsequent improvement in her pain. In approximately November, she developed swelling of the left leg, period. In approximately December, she began having pain, period. The patient further reports shortness of breath. She states that she has albuterol for emergency, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, chronic kidney disease, next number, essential tremor, next number, rheumatoid arthritis, past surgical history, nephrectomy, unclear reason, medications, she is on CPAP, next number, Voltaren, V-O-L-T-A-R-E-N, BID, leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, 10 milligrams, one daily, Inflectra, I-N-F-L-E-C-T-R-A, infusion every 60 days, Ventolin, i.e. albuterol, 2-puff, PRN, shortness of breath, Singulair, 10 milligram, 1HS, Wixela, W-I-X-E-L-A, 500/50 micrograms, 1-puff, BID, Alvesco, A-L-V-E-S-C-O, 160 milliliter equivalents, 1 puff, 3 to 4 times daily. Zyrtec, 5 milligrams, QAM. Fasenra, F-A-S-E-N-R-A, injection every 2 months. Osteobiflex, daily with meal. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams, 1 Q evening. Benign essential tremor. She takes gabapentin, 600 milligram BID. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 daily. Probiotics, daily Prevagen, 1 a day. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, sister with diabetes, social history, she denies cigarette smoking, notes occasional alcohol use, review of systems, constitutional. She has had fatigue, skin dry, eyes. She wears glasses, ears. She has bilateral hearing loss, nose. She has some congestion. Respiratory, she has history of asthma / COPD. Gastrointestinal, she has laxative use. Genitourinary, she has urgency. Neurologic, she has some memory impairment. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140/86, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, height 63 inches, weight 122 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam, significant for grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. The extremities reveal 3 to 4 plus spitting edema bilaterally. Results of DVT, correction, results of Doppler of the lower extremity. Performed November of 2022, reveals no evidence of DVT bilaterally. The EKG reveals no evidence of ischemic changes, period. The impression, this is an 88-year-old female with lower extremity edema of approximately 1 year duration, period. The patient is noted to have history of hypertension, chronic kidney disease, and rheumatoid arthritis, period. The etiology of her edema is not entirely clear, period. Based on the history, she initially had significant low extremity edema, which was unilateral, period. The unilateral nature of her presentation would suggest some degree of obstruction, period. Given her history of nephrectomy and unclear reason for nephrectomy, one might consider pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstruction at that level, period. She is noted to have history of chronic kidney disease, and it is unclear if she has significant proteinuria / nephrosis contributing to her significant edema, period. She is noted to be on non-steroidals, period. These certainly may contribute to edema, but is unlikely to be causing any significant symptoms, period. Finally, she has both dyspnea and significant edema, period. cardiac dysfunction certainly should be considered. She may have some degree of systolic and or diastolic heart failure, period. The recommendation, she should have echocardiogram to evaluate her left ventricular systolic and diastolic function, period. She should further have evaluation for proteinuria if this had not been done previously, period. She has significant edema such that her shoes does not fit properly and she has to change shoes continuously. Would recommend starting her either on a loop diuretic such as Bumex or metolazone with potassium replacement, period. However, renal function / intravascular volume should be assessed prior to starting diuretics, period. In either case, she has such significant edema that it has become painful and she requires aggressive diuresis. If it is determined that she has significant cardiac dysfunction, workup for ischemia should be considered, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.